This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Have you ever had somebody take out an insurance policy without your knowledge? It's happening more and more than we think. Here's some interesting facts about what you can or cannot do if someone has taken out an insurance policy on you. If someone has taken out an insurance policy on you without your consent, and they have answered questions about your life, about your health, it is considered fraud because they're impersonating you. And the odd thing is, you can't cancel it. That's crazy. You can't usually cancel a life insurance policy that someone else has taken out on you, because the person who took out the policy is the owner, and only they can cancel it. And with you being the insured, you have no legal rights concerning that policy, so you can't legally cancel it. Wow. But if you know a friend or relative who has taken out on you, you can ask their ex if they will transfer the policy to you. That seems kind of strange. Wow. But there's something you can do. You can check with the Medical Information Bureau to see if someone has submitted an insurance policy in your name over the last 2 years. You can also call the listed insurance company for details, but the thing is, you don't know if somebody has taken that one out on you, so you won't know the company. But once you call the MIB for your annually disclosure, you will know the insurance company that carries your policy. So when insurance companies are getting very concerned because financially desperate people or doing anything to save money, pay their bills, or even prevent their car from being repossessed. So they will take out an insurance policy on whoever they don't give a fuck about because they plan on killing them. Yeah. That's crazy. And then whoever wrote this says, yes, it's possible that someone can take an insurance policy out on you, but it's improbable. Have you watched Investigation Discovery 2020 Dateline? You must don't watch those mystery true stories that tells how people kill their husbands, wives, business partners, kids for their insurance money. Like, it is probable because insurance companies will send out forms to random people inviting them to sign up for insurance. No medical test required. No physical exam needed. Just answer a few questions and we will get the policy started in your name. So, are you 100% certain that nobody has taken out an insurance policy on you? Could it be an ex? A boss? Disgruntled neighbor? Your frenemy? The person who claims to be your best friend, but they are secretly jealous of you and want your husband? Her and your husband are plotting to kill you? Oh, I've seen several episodes on that on Dateline and Investigation Discovery. So people, you know, you don't know who you're sleeping with at night. You don't know who you're married to. I don't care if you're married for 20, 30, 40 years. You don't know them. You don't know their thoughts. You don't know their deep, dark demons they hold inside. And if someone changes their behavior towards you and it wants a divorce or wants to contest you from getting a divorce on them, and they want to argue with you all the time and just set up different scenarios. If they fix you food all of a sudden, begin to be nice, fix you food, fix you drinks to celebrate, be wary of that. And if you feel ill or dizzy or something, that's a hunch that excuse me, maybe someone's trying to take your life. But what's messed up is a parent or guardian can take out a life insurance policy on children under 18. And it happens all the time. I mean, I've had the Gerber life insurance policies on my kids, but they expired after a certain time. And that was just to pay for the expenses if something were to happen. But now I have life insurance that would go to my kids if something happens to me. So some signs to look for that may indicate that someone has taken out an insurance policy on you. Pay attention to marketing materials that you may receive in the mail from an insurancer that you never signed up for, or the life insurer may send you materials advertising additional services. The keyword is additional services. And if you have doubts, call them up as soon as possible and talk with the policyholder service. They can quickly tell you if someone has taken out an insurance policy on you. And if it's true, connect with their fraud department. Check your bank statements for life insurance premium payments made to a life insurance company. These payments may show up if a family member committed this crime or you are the victim of identity theft. Look through your documents to see if there is anything that shows a policy covering that you didn't buy. For example, your spouse may have applied for group insurance on you through their employer. If you're going to get separated or divorce, it's unlikely that this policy is still in force, but you may want to double check. Yep, you may want to double check, because that's what I just said. If you're going to get divorced, separated, yeah. Or you can contact your state insurance department and see if there is a specific bureau that investigates insurance fraud. Or if you suspect fraud, you can register a complaint with them. So if you do check the Medical Information Bureau, the MIB, they keep files on consumers who have applied for individual life insurance for 7 years. Use Policy Inspector. This is a service that you have to pay for, but it may be worth it to see if there is an insurance policy out there on you. So, in closing, you wanted to be safe, be vigilant, and check out the people who you're married to. If you didn't get the chance to check them out before you got married, check out the people who you are dating. Check out your flaky family members, friendships, business partners. Yeah, that's another big one. Business partners, check them out. And the following segment is a piggyback on this segment, because I'm going to talk about a woman who murdered her husband and wrote a book about it, a children's book, on how to deal with grief. So she murdered her husband, but before he died, she went on his business policy insurance database and changed the policy in her name from him and his business partner's name. The insurance company alerted her husband and his business partner after this happened, and they changed it back into their name. And she went and tried to take out a posse on him, I believe, after that. But yeah, people, and they have been married, I think, for 10 years, 7 to 10 years. They have 4 boys, I think 3 together. Yeah. So this next segment is a piggyback on this insurance policy segment. So stay tuned. Be safe. And check those insurance policies that may be out there on you, your kids, or somebody else that you love.